from sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Hershianus and Hershianus and then Mordechai Ephraim. Bracha v'tzlech v'chol ma'aseh yadav. This is in the pasuk. Vayomer Elokim al Avraham atas brisi tishmor atav zarecha acharecha l'dorosen. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin in Tesamet Aleph that every mitzvah that was said to Bnei Noach and was repeated at Sinai was said to both Jews and to Goyim. Ask the Gemara, is that really true? What about Bris Mila, like we find in the pasuk in this week's parasha? It was said to Bnei Noach, Atas Brisi Tishmor, before Har Sinai. And it was repeated at Sinai. And yet it was only given to Jews. I think whereas Matari, it's that the fact that it was repeated at Sinai wasn't repeated at Sinai for the mitzvah itself, but just to teach you a special din, even on Shabbos. B'yom afilu b'Shabbos. What about Piri v'Rivia? That was said to Bnei Noach, and it was repeated at Sinai. And the Gemara says also the same idea, that it wasn't repeated at Sinai for the din of Piri v'Rivia, it was repeated at Sinai just to tell you another rule called Davar Shebeminyan Tzarech Minyan Achar La'atiro. And even though we could have understood on our own that they could go back to their wives, but you needed Hashem to nevertheless tell us, to tell you that even if the rule doesn't apply for a takani, you still need another minyan to be matir. Akopana, the Gemara understands the Davar Pashut, that Mila is only for the Jews. Frak Rashi, how do we know that it's only for the Jews and not for the Bnei Noach? Answers Rashi, because it isn't included in the Shevim Mitzvot Bnei Noach. L'chor et Shver and Rashi. Because Tosis asks on Piri v'Rivia that the Gemara understands that Davar Pashut is only for the Jews. He says, how do we know? And from the fact that it's not included in the Shevim Mitzvot, it's not a Raya because it's Kum Vaseh. Kum Vaseh is not included. And answers Tosis, no, it's also Sheva Al Taseh, because anybody who's Mitzvah and Piri v'Rivia is also Mitzvah not to be Mashkel Zera. So you see that it's also a Sheva Al Taseh, not to be Mashkel Zera. So you see from Tosis that a Mitzvah that's Bekum Vaseh is not included in the Shevim Mitzvot B'nei Noach. That's the sort of Tosis based on the Gemara. So therefore, how does Rashi bring a Raya from Mila that it was said only to the Jews and not to Bnei Noach from the fact that it isn't included in the Shevim Mitzvahs? Yeah, but Mila is a Kum Vaseh. So it's not only Kasha and Rashi, it's also Kasha and Tosis. Why wasn't Tosis bothered by Mila? Mila's only a Kum Vaseh. So how do we know it was only said to the Jews? Maybe it's also said to the Goyim, and the fact that it's not included in the Shevim Mitzvah is not a Raya, because we don't include Kum Vaseh. So the Marasha Taka asks this Kasha and Tosis, and he answers that they weren't bothered by Mila, because Mila clearly wasn't said to Bnei Noach for a different reason. Because if it was, then how come we don't find ourselves forcing, we don't find that we force them to do circumcision? So it must be that they don't have a mitzvah of Mila. And also, where would we find a Ger Toshav? Ger Toshav, somebody willingly takes upon himself the mitzvahs. But if they were a chayv in bris milah, we would, the Beis Din would force them to do bris milah. We don't. So where would you find a goy that was mekabel shevet mitzvahs? There's always going to be the kfi of the Beis Din. That's what the Maharsha says. I'm not 100% sure what he means. On Kol Panim, we have a teretz as to why Tosfos wasn't bothered by the fact that Goyim, the Gemara understood at the Davar Pashut, that Goyim are included in the mitzvah of Bris Mila. Because we don't find ourselves forcing them to do Bris Mila. And also from the Ger Toshev Shekibel Alav Sheva Mitzvahs. So Hechav Shalimso, so how do you find such a person? Beis Din is Chayav Lakufoso Gam Lomo. So it's not going to be, this Ger Toshev is not going to be completely willingly, because Beis Din is also forcing it to do the Bris Mila. So that's why it isn't included That's the raya, that it's not included in the Sheva Mitzvahs. So that we can answer. So that's why we see that that goyim are not commanded on Bris Milah. So that would be an answer. Those two answers would be answers for Tosfos. But on Rashi, who says that the reason we know Milah isn't given to goyim is because it's not included in the Sheva Mitzvahs, it's not a raya. It's kumvase. The Marashal gives a different teretz for Tosfos. That Milah isn't a kasha because there's also a losase involved. Not to leave the orla, so it's also a shev al tase, another shev al tase, not to circumcise until the eighth day. So you see by Mila, they're also shev al tases. You see by Mila, they're also shev al tases. Givaldic. So if that's the case, it should have been enumerated in the Sheva Mitzvahs. From the fact that it wasn't enumerated in the Sheva Mitzvahs, it must be that it's not included in the Bnei Noach are not commanded. And this also answers Rashi. Rashi says, how do we know that Mila is not included? That Mila is not commanded to Goyim, because it's not included in the Sheva Mitzvahs. We ask Aitza Kumbase. The answer is, like the Marashal says, it also has a Sheva Al Tas aspect. Not to leave the Orla, not to circumcise till the eighth day. So therefore, it's also not involved. It's also Sheva Al Tas is involved. And for the fact that it's not included in the Sheva Mitzvahs, B'nai Noach, it must be B'nai Noach aren't commanded. However, the Maharshal isn't so pashut. Because first we have to learn the Tosis about Piri of Arivia. Tosis says about Piri of Arivia, you know how we know that it's Sheva Al Tasa? Because it's also an Eser of Ashchas Zera, which is Sheva Al Tasa, which comes from Piri of Arivia. So you see that if the Kumvase also has its Losase aspect, you include it in the Zayin Mitzvahs, but Lechora, it's Soser, Tosis and Avodah Zarah, because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, how do you know that a goy is not allowed to bring a mechusar aver? And Tosis says, it's mashma that it's an Isser Gamor, and that if Ben Noach is not allowed to bring a mechusar aver, then why is it included in the Sheva Mitzvahs? And they should be Chayiv Misa, answers Tosis, because it's really a kumvaseh. Because it's saying, and he has to bring a carbon shalim. Don't bring a mechusar aver, bring a carbon shalim. So since it's primarily a kumvaseh, it's not included in the Sheva Mitzvahs. So lechora it's a stira. In Tosfos and Avodah Zarah we see that since it has it's primarily a kumvase, it's not considered a Sheva Al Tase. And Tosfos in Sanhedrin says no. That even though it's primarily a kumvase, since it has a Sheva Al Tase, it's also considered a Sheva Al Tase. Tosfos and Avodah Zarah says no. That if it's primarily a kumvase, it's not considered a Sheva Al Tase. Tosfos Sanhedrin says if it has a Sheva Al Tas aspect, it is considered a Sheva Al Tas. How do the two Tosfosim shtim? So explains Rabbi Baruch Weiss, Shlita, very huge Talmud Chacham in Monro, Sat Machusut, is a wonderful Sefer on Chumash. So he explains Pshat that the Tosfos says that Piri V'Rivia should be included in the Sheva Mitzvahs. Because there's also a Sheva Al Tase of not to be Mashchus Zera is only because, Dafka in that case, where the Isser of Ashchus Zera is not necessarily precluding Pir Verivia. A person can be doing Pir Verivia terrifically and also be a Mashchus Zera. It's a different Isser, not totally one and the other. And except for the fact that it's one is not totally the other, each one has a life of its own. Though not to be Mashchus Zera is a life of its own. And therefore it's considered a Sheva Al Tase. And from the fact that it's not enumerated in the Sheva Mitzvahs, must be they're not Mitzuvan and Piri V'Rivia. But it would be enumerated out to the Lola Hashul Zera, because Lola Hashul Zera is not necessarily related to it's not the other side of the coin of Piri V'Rivia. Mashenken Mechusar Ever, there, if a person says he's going to bring a carbon, going to be there a Mechusar Ever, or it's going to be a carbon shalim. So it's two sides of the same coin. Since primarily the mitzvah is to bring a carbon shalim, Mechusar Ever is just the other side of the coin. Mimela doesn't have a life of its own. So it's considered a kumvase. And that's why it's not enumerated in the Sheva Mitzvahs. But if Goyim were commanded in Piri V'Rivia, then it would be part of the Sheva Mitzvahs because there's an independent Sheva Al Tasa aspect of not to be Mashkus Zera, which is not totally in the Piri V'Rivia. Two different things. person can do the mitzvah of Piri Berivya, and he can also be a Mashal Zera. He can do both. But when a person makes a neder to bring a carbon, it's going to be either one or the other. It's going to be either Mechusar Ever or Shaleh. And Memela, since it's primarily a Kum Vaseh, and the Mechusar Ever is just the other side of the coin, it's going to be one or the other. The Sheva Al Tasa aspect doesn't have a life of its own, so it's not considered Sheva Al Tasa, it's not included in the Sheva Mitzvahs. But Piri Verivya and Shchasu Zera, he can do both. He can be Mashchu Zera and still keep Piri Verivya. So the Mashchu Shchasu Zera is a life of its own. So based on this, we need to now understand the Maharshal. He writes that the mitzvah of Mila Sheva Al Tasa, since they were commanded, don't do the bris Mila till the eighth day. And don't be Masha the Orla. But wait a second. These are two sides of the same coin. Because the Kum Vaaseh is circumcised in the eighth day. And that automatically precludes not circumcising before the eighth day and not leaving the oral on after. So therefore, it's going to be primarily a Kum Vaaseh. Since it's primarily a Kum Vaaseh of do the bris mila, and the Sheva Al Tasa aspect is just the other side of that coin, so it's not supposed to be included then in the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, because it's primarily a Kum Vaaseh. It's comparable to the case of the Mechusar Aver with the carbon shelling. Two sides, it's going to be one or the other. Since primarily the mitzvah is to bring a shelling, it's not included in the Sheva Mitzvahs. Here also, it's not included in the Sheva Mitzvahs because primarily the mitzvah is to cut the oral on the eighth day. And just from that's Mistayev extends also to a Sheva Al Tasa. Don't cut it before. And don't leave the oral on after. But that doesn't give those losases, those Sheva Al Tasas don't have a life of their own. Therefore, it's primarily considered a Kum Vaaseh. And it shouldn't be considered in Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, but maybe in B'nei Noach HaMetzuvim. Vazoi, Kasha Gai Tzurik, where the Kashdan is reinstated. How do we know that it was only set to Jews and not to Goyim? Maybe it was also set to B'nei Noach. How do we know the Bris Mila? As the Gemara understands the Devar Pasha was only set to Jews, maybe it was set to B'nai Noach. And the fact that it is included in the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach is not a Raya, because it's a Kum Vaaseh. Rashi said, it wasn't set to B'nai Noach because it's not included in the Sheva Mitzvah. It doesn't help us, because it's a Kum Vaaseh. Kum Vaaseh aren't included in the Sheva Mitzvahs. Either is the Sheva Al Tasa aspect. No, the Sheva Al Tasa aspect is only the other side of the coin of the Kum Vaaseh. If you do it right, you're not going to be over on the Sheva Al Tasa. You're not going to be over on the Lo Seseh. And therefore, the Lo Seseh doesn't have a life of its own. Lo Seseh only has a life of its own in Piri Berivya. There, not two sides of the same coin. It's an Isser Nifra, not to be Mashal Zera and to do Piri Berivya, two separate things. When it comes to Bris Mila, it's really one and the same. So we still blive shver with this Maharshal and Rashi and really the Gemara. How does the Gemara know that Mila is a Devar Pashut, is not for Goyim, it's only for Jews. And again, we had the Maharsha's answer. We said the Maharsha gave two answers. He said that when we were in power, why weren't we kofa them to circumcise themselves? And also Ger Toshev Shuskur B'Torah Dainu Shekibu Alav Sheva Mitzvahs Heichev Shalim So. So how can we find this Ger Toshev who was commanded to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs? Hari Chayev Beis Din Lakul Foso Gam Lomo. Beis Din has to force him to do the Bris Mila, which again I don't fully understand what he means, but maybe I do, but I'm not sure, so I can't say. But Akopan the Maharsha has reasons why we know that it doesn't apply to Goyim. The Maharshal for him we're stuck. His teretz were stuck. Just to say that it has a shev al tas aspect doesn't help us. The shev al tas aspect is only the other side of the kumvase. And therefore it's primarily a kumvase and it won't be included in the shev mitzvahs. Maybe b'nei noach are really mitzvahim. So that's a nice little kasha that we remain with, and we should be zocha l'modu l'ami l'shmer v'lasa l'kaim 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 v'lasa